guests is our returning champion, Greg Roden, from Hollywood, California. Stand by to see Greg play for a motorcycle valued at $3,889. Tonight, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a BMW valued at $27,450 for $610. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $830. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hi there. Thank you very much. Good evening. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Nice to have you here. Cash jackpot stands at $60,000 right now. Jay was staying over $100,000. Everything, including that cash jackpot, is up over $121,000. That jackpot goes up $1,000 every night. It's not hit. Might be of interest to a fine champion. Let's welcome him back. Greg Roden. Hello, Greg.
Hi, Jim.
Good to see you again. Doing very well. You've passed on some lovely things, putting $183 in your bank account. You need a win with just $12. That's all you need with the win for that motorcycle. And the next thing up the line, getting close to it, $102, his and her watches worth almost $7,000.
So nice, too.
Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Good luck. Fine champion. Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew.
Hello there. I wore the shirt to match your outfit, all right?
Who did you bring first?
Our first challenger won a smiling contest from Magic, California. Help welcome Marianne Waddle.
Hello, Marianne.
Our second challenger is a sound mixing engineer from Los Angeles, California. Here's Hal Hellerman.
Hi, Hal. See you later with some instant bargains, Summer. Hal, a sound mixing engineer in the recording industry, right?
Yes, in the music business.
Yes, enjoy it?
Yes, I love it. What I love is making stars sound like stars.
Oh, you mean some of them don't sound quite so good until you get a hold of them, huh?
That's true.
Well, we won't ask you to name names then, Hal. Good to have you here.
Thank
Marianne,
you.
I like that. You come out waving and happy to be... You won a smiling contest.
I sure did. I showed up for an open house party at a charitable organization. There was a smiling contest in progress, so I just hopped on the stage, and by golly, I won it.
You have a lovely smile. Good
Thank
to have you,
you
here.
Thank
hope you have a reason to smile here tonight.
$1
starts all three players off. We get you started with this question. Name the stand-up comic who gets no respect. Greg.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Rodney Dangerfield is right. Champion quick with a buzzer. $5 for the correct answer. Greg goes to 25. What's the profession of a woman whose name is followed by the initials RN? Marianne?
Like me, a nurse.
Oh, yes, you. Oh, I didn't know that. You're a nurse. You're right. $5. Registered nurse, to be exact. But you knew that, too. No one could blame her for the defeat she suffered as America's first female vice presidential candidate. How?
Ferraro.
That's right. Geraldine Ferraro. Yeah. We'll give it to you for Ferraro. She was beginning to fade in history to Hal there for a while. You got the Ferrara, that's all you needed. We've got a three-way tie. In the well-known line, what is it that makes the heart grow fonder?
Absence.
Absence is right, and the Chaffee goes into the lead. Three varieties of this fruit are cassava, honeydew, and musk. Greg?
Melon.
Melon is right, two in a row for the champion, and now he's got a $10 lead. Yes. For an instant bargain. When an instant bargain comes up, the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. We also occasionally have sales surprises with a bonus, usually cash. Greg, you've got a $10 lead over Marianne and Hal. The option is yours. You can buy... Oh, look at this, Greg.
Great play ball with this exciting foosball table. It's a miniature soccer field. Lively fun for 2 to 4 players. Furnished by the Golden West Billiards. It's normally priced at $449 and today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Hey, that's terrific, Greg. A wonderful game. You ever played this?
Yes. I used to play it all the time. Good.
Well, now you could play it at home, Greg.
It's a closed game, though. I don't know. These guys look tough.
Greg, you've got a $10 lead. If you bought this game for $5, you would still have the lead. You'd have a $5 lead. But let me assuage you a little bit, all right? Let me give you $100 in cash to go with it. $549 bargain for $5, going once, going twice, and no sale. Oh, I thought he might like that. Well, Greg hangs on to the $10 lead. We're back with this. In what film classic did the human heroes battle a malevolent computer named Hal? Hal.
2001, A Space Odyssey.
That's right. Hal, and Marianne's a registered nurse. Greg, we're going to have to get something in there about a matchmaker for you, right? Another $5 for Hal. I remember that story about you being a matchmaker for your friends. The Great Charter of England is better known by its Latin name. Greg?
Magna Carta.
Magna Carta is right. Nicely done. The champion has another $5, and again, he's got that $10 lead. One of Sherlock Holmes' most formidable foes was... Greg?
Dr. Moriarty.
Oh, I think that quick buzzer was a huge canine known as the Hound of... Yeah, I know you know of the Baskervilles. You lose 5 for the incorrect answer. Sorry about that, Greg. Down to 35. Time now for the Fame Game, where we play not for dollars, but for a pick of the Fame Game board. Buzz in when you have an idea about this famous person. I was born in Los Angeles in 1926 and died in 1962. During World War II, I became a pinup girl, and my brown hair was bleached. Greg?
Marilyn Monroe.
You are right.
Yes.
With limited information, Greg, you've got it, and you've got a pick of the board.
Number 8.
And behind number 8, we have
$10. Right. We find the $10 money card. There are many things up there. That money card looks good because we add that to Greg's score, and Greg goes to $45, $15 lead for the champion. He already has enough money for the motorcycle, but he must win. Can he do it? We'll find out later. Don't go away. Champion with a $15 lead. Greg at 45, Marianne at 25, Hal at 30, but we've got a long way to go. We're back with this. What mode of transportation would you be using if you were traveling on the Orient Express? Greg.
Train.
That's right. You'd be on the train just beating everyone with a buzzer. Greg has another 5. The classic Beatles song asks the question, will you still need me, Marianne?
When I'm 64.
Will you still feed me when I'm how old? 64 it is. And Marianne ties Hal for second place. The Reign of Terror of the 1790s was an unfortunate byproduct of what country's revolution? Hal.
The Russian.
No. French Revolution, 1790, the Reign of Terror. You lose 5 on that, Hal. Sorry about that. The second largest planet in the solar system is known, Hal?
Saturn.
For its beautiful rings, you got that $5 right back. Saturn it is. Yeah. But with an instant bargain. Now, Greg, you didn't want to buy with a $10 lead. You've now got a $20 lead. Can we interest you in these?
Greg, you can enjoy a romantic ride on these sleek His and Her bikes. These lightweight 15-speed bikes feature a durable custom-style frame and a high-tech drive system furnished by the La Mirada Bike Shop. These great bikes are normally priced at $739, but today on Sale of the Century, they're yours for only $9.
Just $9, Greg. So if you bought them, you would have a better-than-two-question lead. You would still have an $11 lead. That could be a very valuable dollar to you, Greg.
Well, I sure do like those bikes,
too. Well, I'm glad. You didn't like $100 when I offered it to you. So how about if I offer you $200? You've got $739 worth of bicycles, $200 in cash for $9.
I like a big lead, too, though.
You would have you'd have an $11 lead. Let me round it out. Let me give you over $1,000 by giving you $300 in cash, $739 worth of bikes. Going once, he'll buy them. Enjoy the bikes. Enjoy the... Did you get my 300? Oh, you bought it the right time. You're also going to get to go with it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. $600 in cash. Woo. Way to go. Well over a $1,600 bargain for $9 and still an $11 lead as we knock that $9 off your score. Good job on that, Greg. You bought it the right time. A group of wolves is a pack. What's the proper term for a group of elephants? Greg.
A herd.
Herd of elephants is right. He's got 5 of the $9 right back. In 1954, this Republican senator led a televised investigation of alleged... Greg?
McCarthy.
Communist influence in the army. You are right. Senator Joe McCarthy it is. And 2 in a row for the champion. Got $10 back. And he only spent 9. And the children's story. Who was the lonely woodcutter who created Pinocchio? Marianne.
Geppetto.
Geppetto was right. And there's that winning smile for Marianne. Yeah. Marianne up to 35. In 1965, this island nation fell under the rule of iron-fisted Hal?
Cuba.
Old President Ferdinand Marcos sits the Philippines. Hal, you're a little quick with that buzzer. It's costing you. Back down to 25. What does your doctor call it if you have an uncontrollable fear of confined areas? Marianne.
Claustrophobia.
Claustrophobia is right for another 5 for Marianne. Yeah. And if you get it, there's a good chance that he's also going to call it about $100 an hour. Don't go away. Our champion, Greg Roden, has enough money for that almost $4,000 motorcycle, but he must win. Right now, he's got the lead. It's an $11 lead over Marianne. Hal at 25, not out of it. We have added a $15 money card. There's always at least one money card up there on the board, generally a couple of them. $10 money card found before, 15 up there now. Famous fictional character. I am a nursery tale character known from Iceland to Africa. My family was very poor when my mother sent me to sell a cow. The butcher, Marianne?
Jack.
Jack from Jack and the Beanstalk. Yeah, that tale is known all over the world. And Marianne You find that $15 money card and you are in the lead.
Seven.
And behind number seven we have 50.
You found that $15 money card. Greg is shaking his head because Marianne, bang, adding 15 goes to 55. It is a $4 lead. Back with us for all three players. At this 1984 wedding, the groom was yoga instructor Paul Grilly. The bride was the president's daughter. Name her.
Greg. Reagan. Patty Reagan.
Yes, we'll accept that. Patty Davis, will accept Reagan as well, says our judge. You've got another five, and you now have a $1 lead over Marianne. This is an old Hebrew word meaning the anointed one. It's also the title of a great oratorio by Handel. What word, Marianne?
Messiah.
Messiah is right. Marianne bounces back into the lead. Yes. This girl just had to have fun when her album, She's So Unusual, how?
Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper is right, yeah. Al waited this time. He got another five. Instant bargain, and Marianne, you are in the lead. It's your option this time. You can buy this.
Marianne, you can wake up your living room with this lovely sleeper sofa. Comfortable seating during the day and comfortable bedding during the night. Furnished by Finlandia Furniture. This sleeper sofa is normally priced at $1,159 and today on sale of a century, it's yours for only $13.
Wow, that's beautiful. Sleep sofa, could you use that, Marianne?
Yes.
All right, now. It's $1,159. It would cost you $13. Gee, that would really put you behind. You're only ahead by four. That would put you behind by nine. Greg said, yeah, he likes that. Greg would like that, but I'll tell you, I like ties. Do you know that I will sell you this $1,159 sofa for $4? You would be in a tie with Greg, and you would have it for less than the value of one question. Going once, going twice, and no sale for $4. Wow, would you have bought that? I think I might have. We'll be right back. $4. Marianne and the champion Greg have been bouncing back and forth. It is Marianne in the lead by $4, and Hal, plenty of time to catch up. You're at 30. We'll get back with this. What biblical figure had a dream of a ladder stretching between heaven and earth? Marianne.
Jacob.
Jacob. Jacob's ladder. Another five for Marianne. Yes. Name the Arlington, Virginia landmark on which is inscribed, here rests Al.
The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
In honored glory, an American soldier known but to God, you are right. Yes, indeed. The quick buzzer pays off this time. Hal goes to 35. Folk singers named Yarrow, Stookey, and Travers became famous. Marianne?
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
That's what they became famous as. And Marianne, be proud of the buzzer, and goes to 70. Well, $25 money card added up there on the board could be the difference, as we found the 10 and a 15 already. Famous person. I was born in Connecticut in 1741. In the 1770s, I fought alongside Colonel Ethan Allen. I was promoted by Congress to the rank of Major General. I was severely wounded at the Battle of Quebec and changed my allegiance to the British. Greg.
Benedict Arnold.
Yes, that's who it is. Champion gets that big kick of the board.
Where is it?
One.
And behind number one, we have $400. We'll pick it in.
Now, you want to put $400 in your pocket or you want to pass on that and try to find another money card?
I'll pick again. Six.
And behind number six, we have a vacuum. Hoover's Concept 2 with electronic speed control, power drive, and a cleaner within a cleaner, which detaches for cleaning furniture, stairs, and dozens of things. Two-in-one cleaning force furnished by Hoover.
$399 vacuum cleaner. You could certainly see how Hal Greg was thrilled about that right then.
I can use that.
Where was that $25 card
behind
he was looking for?
The
there
number
it was,
two.
Behind the two. That's the one he was looking for, and he may have needed it, because now we finish up the game with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Marianne, you are in the lead at 70. The champion is trailing at 56. Hal at 35, but anyone can win. A lot of questions as we start the speed round. Now, name the animal you're riding on if you're on a dromedary. Hal.
Camel.
Right. What was the last name of Lucille Ball's character on I Love Lucy? Greg.
McGillicuddy.
Wrong. Facing forward on a ship, which side is port? Marianne.
Left.
Right. What two words does an umpire yell to start a baseball game? Hal.
Play ball.
Right. In what city of the world, headquarters of the United Nations? Hal.
New York.
Right. Of Disney's dwarfs, which was the most shy? Hal.
Bashful.
Right. In what war did we hear the shot heard round the world? Greg.
Revolutionary.
Right. In My Fair Lady, in what country did the rain fall?
Greg. Spain.
Right. What is the male version of a witch? How?
A warlock.
Right. In 1855, what chemist invented the laboratory gas burner? Marianne.
Bunsen.
Right. Name the capital city of Egypt. Marianne.
Cairo.
Right. Name the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic. How?
Amelia Earhart.
Right. In what modern state were the Salem witch trials held? Greg.
Time
is up. Didn't make any difference anyway because Marianne is the new champion with a great rebound. Congratulations to the champion. Well done, Marianne. Back with her in just a brief moment. First of all, in what modern state were the Salem witch trials held? Massachusetts, of course. And I Love Lucy, the character in I Love Lucy was Ricardo, Ricky Ricardo. And we've got to say goodbye to our champion. He did not make it to the next level, took the chance, but nonetheless, along the way, and it's one of the nice things about Sale of the Century, you can pick up a lot of wonderful things. Greg's got the fishing gear, the dinnerware, the pasta maker, the stereo, the bicycles, the vacuum cleaner he just got. I know he wanted that 25. $1,656 in cash. Greg, you are over $5,200 in cash and prizes. Congratulations to a fine champion. I'm glad you picked up some good things along the way. Hal didn't pick up anything along the way. You, of course, have the cash in front of you, and our thanks for a very well-played game. Made a great comeback there in that speed round. And Marianne Waddle is our new champion. Marianne is going shopping with me. Come on, Marianne. Here we go. Congratulations, the lady in red. Well done, and you had a great speed round to beat him there.
Sure did.
And Marianne, now we've changed all of our sales merchandise. A lot of wonderful things. You won with $85. That is enough money for you to buy this and leave us.
Pictures to take? Hop to it with this fantastic camera from Sweden, the limited edition motorized Hasselblad anniversary camera, commemorating 20 years of space photography, furnished by Sammy's Camera. And this great camera equipment, normally priced at $2,999, yours on Sale of the Century for only $85.
Thank you, yes, and I like that authentic Swedish kangaroo that goes with it there. That lovely camera. You have enough money to buy that. You can just say, yes, take that and leave. Or you can put your money in the bank. And you know what that means. You're taking the risk that you could win again and get enough money. You would need another $110. And if you did and got the win, you could drive away with this.
Enjoy some fast times with the fabulous BMW R65. This comfortable handcrafted motorcycle is carefully engineered and the frame is welded entirely by hand. Furnished by Century Motor Sales. This exciting motorcycle, normally priced at $3,889, yours on Sale of the Century for only $195.
There you go. That's the next thing up the line. Be careful. Get a little nervous there, Marianne. That is the next thing. And, of course, you must keep winning and adding the money into your bank account. There are many wonderful things as we go up the line. And during the course of the next few shows, we'll see all of them. There's one thing I would like you to see. Get the $610. Talk about means of transportation. How about that?
For your next getaway, enjoy the beautiful BMW 528E, featuring an onboard computer and an interior engineered for driving comfort. High-performance advanced technology, furnished by Zipper BMW of Beverly Hills. This fabulous car, normally priced at $27,450, yours on Sale of the Century for only $610.
And if you can't make up your mind about different prizes, $720 would get you every prize on this stage, over $61,000 worth. $830 gets you all the prizes plus this.
A cash jackpot of $60,000.
And that is in total $121,674 in cash and prizes that could be yours. But it's ways away to start thinking about that cash jackpot. Of course, it's growing. Marianne, you have enough money for the camera and the tripod, or you can put your money in the bank with bigger and better things up the line. You think about it for a moment, and we'll get your decision right after this. That. Back with our nervous nurse here, Marianne Waddle. Marianne has no reason to be nervous. Very bright lady. She's got the win. She could take her $85 and buy this beautiful camera and tripod and leave us. or put the $85 in the bank, taking the risk that you could add to it, get enough money for bigger and better things. As you know, the motorcycle's next thing up the line.
Yes.
Marianne, you've thought about it. Are you going to take the camera and tripod and leave, or are you going to put the money in the bank and try to do it again?
I came here to play the game, so let's play on.
All right, she's going to play on. We'll put the money into the bank, and one thing we will do is add another $1,000 to that cash jackpot. It keeps growing. $61,000 next time in the cash jackpot. Two new challengers, have yourself a very pleasant evening, and we will see you next evening on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.